Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. The news that has rocked the golf world, news that has stunned the entire sports industry, the joint venture between the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the Saudi Public Investment Fund, coming after PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan denounced LIV Golf, which is funded by the Saudis, and everything really it stands for the past year and a half. And joining me now is Bob Herrig, golf writer for SIGolf.com. Bob is always on the cutting edge of every major sport golf story there is. Welcome to Talking Golf, Bob. So glad you can join us.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate it. Happy to.
So putting this all in perspective as far as shocking golf stories go, how would you rate this?
You can't overstate how shocking it is, I don't think. I mean, no fluffy words, you know, can completely describe it. It just, you know, the idea of any kind of agreement or coming together, while it's been discussed and people have thought they need to get, there needs to be peace. It just did not seem to be any movement on that front at this time. You know, there's a lawsuit was a lawsuit between the two sides. Whenever Jay Monahan was asked about it, he would mention that, bring that up, and so, you know, it caught everybody off guard because there had just been no rumblings whatsoever. Sometimes you get wind of these things, yeah, they're talking or something's going on. So you know, even now, several days later, it's still surprising, and there's a lot of unanswered questions, which, you know, I think make it, you know, even more sort of, you know, now that the shock is sort of going away, you still don't even know how to react to the whole thing and what it means.
Absolutely. Well, I know the way the merger was first announced when PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and Al Rumayyan, the governor of the PIF, Public Investment Fund, that sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia. When they first announced it on CNBC, it sounded like this is a merger between PGA Tour and LIV. In fact, there were, you know, chyrons stating that LIV Golf to merge with PGA Tour. And I personally feel that was very misleading because the PGA Tour later, Bob, clarified. They said this is not a merger between the PGA Tour and LIV. It's a joint venture between PGA Tour, PIF, and the DP World Tour, and it will create a new for-profit entity, and that new company is being called NewCo. So let's first talk about that. It's kind of misleading the way it all came out, and it's really not a merger with LIV Golf.
That's correct. CNBC first reported it as a merger in their wording, and you know, I just think it's just not quite the terminology. It's not really about LIV; it's about the PIF, and the PIF is a whole different entity than LIV. You know, the Public Investment Fund funds LIV, and LIV is one of numerous things that the PIF invests in. So it's actually bigger than that. And what it means for LIV is really unclear at this time. To be honest with you, both sides are sort of claiming, you know, what they would like to see happen. The tour has completely downplayed the idea of LIV existing going forward in its current form. The LIV people, on the other hand, are talking like business as usual. This opens up doors for us now to sponsorship and to build these teams. And they think that they're going to continue on. Now, how that will happen if they do is a total mystery. Because as part of this agreement, they formed a separate from the tour for-profit entity, an LLC that's not been named. Jay is the CEO. Yasser is the chairman. I read that to mean that Yasser's in charge, and they're going to try to come up with other ideas as part of that. Would Liv fold into it? Would it involve the DP World Tour tournaments? Could there be some women's tournaments involved? Nobody knows. I don't think they know.
I don't think they know either.
But the PGA Tour, as we know it, the Canadian Open going on right now, the Travelers in 2 weeks, you know, that is supposed to remain intact with a nonprofit structure, a policy board that Yasser will now be part of, but just one of 10 members. And so there are more questions than answers as we go through this.
Sure, but I think it's an interesting point you brought up, because Jay Monahan has several times reiterated that the PGA Tour is in a control position with the productive investor. And yet I can see, you know, the Saudi chairman, I think it's going to be interesting to see who really has the control ultimately. And one of the main questions is about the PGA Tour needing money so badly that they were suddenly open to welcoming in this Saudi money. I mean, they obviously needed the money, right?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems that way. I mean, first of all, to your question about who's going to be in control, you know, typically money talks, right?
That's right.
If there's a big investment from the PIF, and we do not know that yet, they've not really said. But if there is, then why wouldn't they have more say? If it's not, then, you know, and Jay is in charge, well, then, you know, then they control more of the narrative here. But I don't really think we can say right now, and anything that we do is just guessing. Mm-hmm. It's and you can lay out various scenarios, and there's probably several scenarios we haven't thought of.
What are your thoughts, Bob, about, I know the policy board will eventually have to approve this. This agreement has to be voted on and approved. There are a few players on that policy board, including Rory McIlroy. Originally, that from what I read about that initial players meeting, it was very intense. It was very heated. They called Jay Monahan a hypocrite. But then Rory seemed to pretty much, after he said, I feel like a sacrificial lamb, he pretty much did a 180 and agreed with, or at least sided with, Jay Monahan. So interesting take from Rory's standpoint. What are your thoughts about the policy board approving this?
Well, you know, I guess what we have to figure out is there's three other non-players on the policy board, 10 total, five of each, five executive types like Jimmy Dunn and Ed Herlihy. Ed Herlihy's the chairman. There's three others like them, and then there's five players. You know, it's quite possible that those three other non-playing board members are right with Herlihy and Dunn. And if they are, well, then this thing will probably get approved, because my sense is that Rory's with them. I don't get the sense that Rory's all that happy, but more due to the perception. He spoke out so vehemently against this. And the very thing he talked against, he now has to get on board with. And, you know, the players who are upset, you know, ultimately, this is going to help them. Would they have wanted the tour to go down the road of continuing to throw money down the drain at a lawsuit that was going to keep going on and cost them millions and millions? Would they have wanted to find out that maybe these purses that the tour has promised, the designated events, that sponsors can't handle it? You know, I think there was always going to be some unintended consequences to what the tour put in place last year that we're seeing this year and then again next year, which with these designated events. I think from a fan perspective, they've been great. We all have enjoyed seeing the top players play together more often. You know, Heritage was a good tournament. Arnold Palmer, the genesis that ROM won. Obviously, the Wells Fargo tournament. I mean, the players, these events have been very, very good. But funding them has become more of an issue than I think we realized. You know, the tour has had to go to these title sponsors, and they're asking them to foot the entire extra bill next year. In some cases, that's $12 million. And some of them have balked. And, you know, look, just the simple math is if the tour had to pay for it all, you're talking about, what, 8 or 10 tournaments that have increased their purse to $20 million? That's, you're talking close to $100 million. So the tour's dipping into its reserves for that. It can't keep doing that. So if you're a player and you look at that and you recognize, okay, this fighting of live probably wasn't going to be good long term. What else do we do? You know, it's really a tough spot to be in, to be honest, especially given all the talk that was negative towards live for all this time.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the litigation was costing the PGA Tour so much money. I think I read $50 million at one point. And, you know, it's great for the PGA Tour from a financial standpoint, but it makes you think that there was a lot of dirty laundry that both sides did not want out there. That's another point,
right?
That they stopped this litigation.
Sure. I mean, the tour didn't want discovery. There's probably things that have gone on that they're not going to be too keen on having the public know. And I don't think Yasser wanted to be deposed. You know, they've got stuff on their side too that, let's be honest, are they going to want the public to know all that? That was not only going to potentially be embarrassing, but incredibly costly. You know, the tour was seemingly winning a lot of these legal skirmishes, but in the end, they might not have won in the court of public opinion. And it wasn't a monetary fight. It was, you know, it wasn't like one was suing the other over money. They were suing, you know, the PIF was suing, or LIV was suing the tour for, you know, non-competitive practices. And so that wasn't really about money. It was more about their structure. The tour has got a victory there if this is actually dropped, because now their rules can remain intact.
We look at, you know, the question, who wins here? Certainly the influx of money with the PGA Tour will make the players even more wealthy. But, you know, at what price? And this goes back to, you know, the whole morality of it, right? The PGA Tour is really turning their back on their original belief not to join forces with the so-called evil empire, right? The players were at least initially very angry, but I assume that once it's all ironed out and the players understand the economic value to them, I would have to guess that most of the players will be on board.
I mean, I don't know what choice they have. If you're going to turn down this deal, then what happens? My understanding is the lawsuits have yet to be dropped. They're just on hold. Now, that doesn't mean that if a deal can't be reached, they can't come up with some other deal. That's certainly possible. I mean, I think at this point, neither side wants to really continue this venom, right? And so if the deal isn't approved, then maybe they go back to the drawing board and come up with a different deal, you know, that would allow this everybody to move on.
And I understand that the fate of LIV, at least the way the PGA Tour is spinning it, is in the hands of Commissioner Monahan. He said he would evaluate it and kind of come up with some kind of conclusion at the end of the year.
Yeah, and yet there's some debate about that too. That's what the tour is saying. Just to be devil's advocate, why would the PIF put all this money into this, get a seat on the board, be part owner of this for-profit organization, and then just let Jay decide? You know, like, if my sense is if Yasser wants LIV to continue, it'll continue. if they want to work together, it might be, realigned or re-imaged. I don't necessarily think it'll be called that anymore. And if you're going to blow it up and end it, well, then don't you have to allow the players to come back to the tour amicably instead of penalizing them? And why would the PIF people allow that or want that?
Those are good questions, for sure.
Yeah. That's what's so, puzzling about this whole thing. The tour's been very out front in talking up all the points, and yet it's very hard to know exactly how this is going to play out. The LIV has been quiet.
And how about the players, Bob, who were loyal, who have been loyal to the PGA Tour? What will they reap from their loyalty? Jay kept saying, they will be rewarded for their loyalty, but I really honestly believe he had no idea at this point how that's going to work out either.
Well, one idea that was put out there by Jimmy Dunn was that they would get equity in this new for-profit thing, but the LIV guys would not. Well, again, how are you going to achieve peace if you do that? If you exclude some. And while I understand how the players, might not just waltz right back onto the PGA Tour and pick up where they were, I do think it has to be some, amicable path back.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.